Bill's Focus, brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
The 2012 Bills had 9 draft picks in training camp last summer. By the end of the year, 5 of them were getting plenty of action, 4 of them as starters. Not a bad haul of young talent. It started with the first-rounder, cornerback Stephon Gilmore. He started all 16 games for the Bills, the first rookie corner to do that for the franchise since Nate Odoms 25 years ago. Gilmore says when he was drafted by the team last April, his goal was to play his way into the starting lineup and never come out.
Yeah, I expected it because, the player that I am, how I work and how I want to be in the future. I wanted to come in and make an impact, and I think I did that.
How do you think you've made your biggest impact here?
Just from playing hard every game and giving it my all in practice and in the game and guarding number one receiver every game and just getting better and better every week.
Buffalo's second-round pick, offensive lineman Cordy Glenn, played in 13 games. He missed 3 in October with an ankle sprain. He was one of the top 3 rookie tackles in the game last year. Glenn says he was generally pleased with his performance in his rookie campaign and happy that he got better as the season went along.
I just say we have more experience and knowing a lot of stuff that's already about to happen. I guess that was the first game, so I didn't really know what to expect most of the beginning of the season. Well, I didn't really sit down and evaluate myself from the whole season completely, so whenever I do that, then I will have a better idea of what I need to get better on, what I need to work on.
Third-round wide receiver T.J. Graham was inactive in Week 1, and then he played every game the rest of the way, starting 11 of them. He finished with 31 catches, 1 touchdown, a 9-yard grab at Cleveland, and he finished with a good sense of what he needs to do to make more of an impact.
From rookie minicamp to OTAs, I was just trying to figure out the plays, trying to even make it on the field at some point in the season, and been having numbers. I just wanted to make plays and try and help us win, and I got a chance to do that, and I feel like it's been a successful year for me. I would love to have done a lot better, but I didn't do as terrible as I always thought I would, or I didn't do as great as I thought I would, so I would give it okay, not a great season, but I had a lot of fun, and I learned a lot, and I feel like it's going to help me grow to get even better, so there's a lot of room for improvement.
Linebacker Nigel Bradham came to Buffalo with the first of 2 picks in the 4th round out of Florida State. He sat and watched Arthur Moat start at strong side linebacker for the first 5 weeks before moving into the starting unit in Week 6 at Arizona. And by the end of the year, Bradham says he finally felt like he had a handle on the job.
This past game was definitely one of the games where I could say it was slowing down a lot for me, getting back to where it was in college. And that was one of the main things. It's pretty much when you first get out there, you just kind of not really thrown into the fire, but because you got a week to prepare, but at the same time, it's different when it comes game time. And pretty much just getting that game experience, that's when it starts slowing down for you. So the more game experience you have, later season went on, the game started slowing down for me, and I started playing better and better each week.
Buffalo's other fourth-rounder, cornerback Ron Brooks from LSU, had to wait a while for his chance to play. He broke his foot late in preseason. The Bills put him on the injured reserve list September 4th, but he was on the IR designated for return list. And once his foot healed in mid-October, he was able to come back to practice. Brooks eventually played 9 games, starting 2 of them.
Just looking back over my season, started off slow, not playing really, mostly on special teams. But towards the end of the season, it slowly but surely picked up. And just hoping to, finish out on a strong note. And that way, help myself out for next year. I haven't really gotten a chance to really showcase what I can do or what I feel I can do. But it's really just going out here and having a good ending of the season to start off on a good note for next year.
In the end, Buffalo's top 5 draft picks all wound up getting significant playing time in their rookie year, 4 of them in the starting lineup. It's got to bode well for the future of the team.
I think it's turned out well for us. We all got out there, we played pretty good as a class, I feel like. We tried to go out there and contribute to the team, make plays when we could, and pretty much just try to do something to make us get to a potential playoff team where we should have been. We had opportunities to win games and just didn't win them. And that was one of the things. But as far as the season goes and the rookies, I feel like we did a pretty good job in the future, hopefully. We could turn it around and get a playoff run going here.
At One Bills Drive, I'm John Murphy with Bills Focus.